was a week ago tomorrow at about 8:15 in the morning that the Nevada Highway Patrol responded to a single vehicle rollover near Walker Lake in Mineral County. Now, the initial investigation indicated a silver 2010 Toyota Sienna driven by a Washington State woman was northbound. Witnesses say the car passed a semi-truck and trailer, left the road, overturned, stopping in the dirt shoulder. There were five passengers in the car, one other from Washington State, as we said, and four family members from Germany. One passenger was wearing a seatbelt and was the only person who was not ejected from that vehicle as it rolled. All other occupants were thrown. Four were taken to a hospital in Hawthorne by ground ambulance and then were flown to Renown Regional Medical Center with injuries ranging from serious to critical. Now, because the weather was too severe for care flight, two helicopters from Naval Air Station Fallon Search and Rescue were used for transport, and one of the pilots, Lieutenant Stephen McLaughlin, joins us now here on Reno's Morning News. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. And the whole point of this is a lot of people don't realize that our military is frequently coming to the aid of civilians here in this area, and certainly a lot of that from the Navy, as the case of the floods in Fernley and so forth. But I guess my question is, are you trained for this in every other aspect that you're trained in as far as responding to emergency transport, and do you carry paramedics on board?
Yes, most definitely. We train here. Our primary mission is to respond to military search and rescues or medevacs. But a lot of those skills carry over into the civilian sector. So when we do get civilian calls, it's just a matter of making sure we have the appropriate frequencies and are talking to all the correct agencies. But on board, we have a mission commander, a co-pilot, and then in the back, really one of the most valuable skill sets is our SAR medical technicians. Mm-hmm. And they are the ones, as soon as we hit the ground, they will assess the patient and stabilize the patient, keep them stable for the transport to any medical facility.
So how far have you flown patients from Northern Nevada? How far do you go?
From Northern Nevada, so I've been in Fallon for about a year, and this is the longest transit. However, there are some mission sets that require us to fly to Sacramento for different types of medical treatment. But we've done that for training, but nothing actual yet.
All right. Now, how large is your ship compared to the Care Flight helicopters? Are they able to land in the hospital landing HZ, or do you have to find an alternative landing spot?
Ours is significantly larger and heavier. Mm-hmm. However, we train to high-altitude technical rescue, so we have a lot of tools on board that allow us to not have to land wherever we go. So we can actually rappel or hoist our medical technicians and inland rescue air crewmen into a zone, and then they can assess the patient. And then we can come back around with the helicopter and actually hoist them out and go from there. So while we are larger and heavier, we have additional capabilities that extend our mission capabilities.
Now, because your helicopters are larger, is that why they're able to fly in weather that CareFlight could not navigate through?
Yeah, I can't speak to CareFlight's weather minimums. Mm-hmm. The weather that we got that was forecast that morning, we had our minimum, so we were able to launch. I'm told that there was a fixed wing asset as well, an airplane down in Hawthorne that was circling the field. But due to the weather that morning, they were unable to land. As far as the helicopters, I'm not sure if they were already stuck in weather or they just couldn't get to Hawthorne. Right. But we had our weather minimums met, and we launched. And weather was challenging the whole way down, but it was safe and had good visibility the whole way down to the road.
All right. Well, we thank you for your service to our country and to our community, and for your participation in this rescue situation.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great week and be safe.
You too. Thanks.
There he goes. That's Lieutenant Stephen McLaughlin, one of the Naval Air Station Fallon helicopter pilots who took part in that rescue and transport of people out of that major accident a week ago tomorrow.